That is Mr. Michael Brecker on saxophone, joined by his brother, Randy Brecker, on trumpet. They were known as the Brecker Brothers. And as you hear, those guys could really, really play. They are joined by Mike Stern on guitar, James Genus on bass, George Whitty on keyboards, and the awesome Dennis Chambers on drums. Talk about musicianship. These guys can play the song as some skunk funk. This featured them live in Barcelona. Listen to what they are doing with these instruments. I wanted to play that because I like that energy. We're talking about happiness, and I definitely wanted you to experience some of that. Now, I know some of you are thinking, wow, that's so busy, though. There's so much going on. Well, you know what? Don't force yourself to do this. One, you know, we talk about changing attitudes and things like that, changing our perspectives. Sometimes, you know, really bringing ourselves to the point where we begin to really enjoy other styles of music, even that which tends to be more complex, is a way that we may be able to experience even more happiness. And like I said, don't force yourself to do it. It should be something that you're okay doing. And sometimes it's just a matter of just listening to it. Don't sit there and say, I'm going to make myself like this. I'm going to make myself. No. Sometimes people have not enjoyed certain styles of music. And just by listening to it more, and then a little bit more, a little bit more, developing a little greater appreciation here and a little greater appreciation there, they found themselves eventually really enjoying. Just like when people, you know, shifted from eating the traditional foods to eating healthier foods, more wheat, more organic, etc. Didn't like it at first, but over time, as they just continued to eat a little more here and a little more there, they began to appreciate it more, and before they knew it, they had developed a taste for it. We can do the same thing with music. Mr. Randy Brecker on trumpet. Wow. Okay. So we're taking a look at what we're going to do. Oh, by the way, I was sharing that with you. This is not, we're not doing This Week in Song this week. I just wanted to share that information with you about that song and those musicians. Just FYI. Okay, so talking about happiness, though, and how we can be happy on purpose. And the focus is long-term happiness. I said I was going to share some myths and some facts about happiness so that we can, you know, have a benefit and, you know, be headed in the right direction when it comes to developing happiness. Because sometimes, you know, if we get on the wrong road and, you know, let's say we're traveling west when we should be traveling southwest. Close but no cigar, right? We still end up in the wrong place. And so sometimes if we have the wrong idea about a concept, we can follow it to its end only to discover we've ended up in the wrong place with the wrong understanding, trying to apply wrong concepts to what we're trying to accomplish. So myths and facts about happiness. I want you to tell me, is this true or false? I'm going to make a statement. You tell me, and it has to do with happiness. All of these will have to do with happiness. You tell me true or false. Money will make you happy. Now, to make sure that we're all on the same page, when we talk about that clause, make you happy, with a particular focus on the word make, we don't mean by that make you happy. Doesn't matter whether we're talking about a person or a thing. Your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your house, your car, money. When we say make you happy, we don't mean by that you're forced to be happy. You're forced to be happy against your will. No, that's not what we mean. We're just simply saying this is something that empowers you, or this person is someone who empowers you to experience happiness. That's all. So don't get tripped up by that. Okay? So she or he or it is something that frees you up to experience happiness. All right? So that's all the people mean when they say makes you happy. So, again, true or false? Money will make you happy. Okay, here's the thing. It can be very, very stressful when you're worried about money. Here's the thing. In order to be happy, we do need enough money to cover our basic needs. Things like food, shelter, clothing, for many people, transportation. But once you have enough money to be comfortable, getting more money is not going to make much of a difference in how happy you are. Yeah. Getting much more. Think about what we've been hearing off and on for years, decades even. One of the wealthiest men in the world at one time, Howard Hughes. And how miserable he was. One of the wealthiest men in the world. And at the time of being so wealthy, we're not talking about being very unhappy before he began to gain his wealth. While he was one of the wealthiest men in the world, he was very unhappy. Studies of lottery winners show that after a relatively short period of time, even while they still have their wealth, they're no more happier than they were before their win. So, ladies and gentlemen, true or false, money will make you happy? False. Back in a few.